Good morning. Good morning. Someone said, Greg, how you doing? I said, I'm doing well, and I'll tell you how I know I'm doing well. I'm here. You know, in the fall, if you get a little confused, you have to wait an hour. But in the spring, if you get confused, you're late. So I'm thrilled to be here, and I would not want to miss this Sunday. What a wonderful opportunity for us, the family of God, to be able to gather, because this is going to be a Sunday in which we renew our baptism through the baptism of Jay Beckett. We're looking forward to Jace. Jace Beckett's going to have his baptism. Kendi's here, and we got Nick and Christy here. Mom and Daddy are here. And by the way, Heather is in the house. Let us raise a cheer. Heather is here with Chad and the family. So what a rich day for Jace Beckett and for all of us. As we in every baptism service, it's also for us a reminder and a renewal of our thanksgiving for the gift of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. So what a wonderful service. If you're a visitor here, what a great day in the kingdom of God. We do also have concerns, and Betty alerted me this morning that Lois's husband, Dale Zeisloff, is in a very, very bad way. And so we want to remember Dale, as well as Lois, obviously, in our prayers. Also, I received a call from Rifa that her brother, Jim Ryan, has been placed in the hospice care. I know Laura and I were just recently sharing with Phil and Carol about Jim. And he's been in a bad way for some time now. And so he now, though, is admitted to the hospice care. So please remember the family in this time. Yesterday, we received the word that Sue Baumgartner's mother passed away. That was just yesterday. I want to thank Cheryl, who alerted Laura and me. And you want to remember Sue B and the entire family. Her mama was 93, but it's like, you know, and I know, we love our family. There's never a good time to say goodbye. So their hearts are broken, though they know where mother is. So remember all these families in your prayers. Now then, are there parish notices to add to these prayer concerns? Any parish notices to bring before us this morning? Hearing none, let's prepare our hearts for morning worship. Thank you. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, walk with us as we journey with Christ through the season of Lent. Abide with us and strengthen us as we face the many temptations that befall us each and every day. Save us from the time of trial. Send your angels to strengthen us when we consider taking the easy way out. Be our God, and we will be your people, a people raised to the newness of life through the gift of your Spirit and the love of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven.
Happy are those who receive God's mercy.
Rejoice and be glad, you upright in heart.
Shout for joy, you people of God.
Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven.
Happy are those who receive God's mercy.
Lift up your hearts, your voices unto the Lord in praise. The opening hymn, 57, Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Take this opportunity, welcome one another through the passing of the peace. We're all celebrating the sun, Bob Hall. this guy has, what a helper he has been. He's been my hero. He had been digging me out about every weekend, wasn't it, Bob? I think it was every weekend. And sure enough, when we saw the report yesterday, of course, the weather prediction was snow because it was the weekend. So, oh, Lord, thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful day. Now we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Well, children, I've got an object lesson for you. I'm going to go ahead and hold up a sucker here because we're going to come to this, okay? We all love a good sweet treat. So now just a second here. Let me start though our thoughts for the day. This is the first Sunday of Lent, and on this first Sunday of Lent, traditionally, we have the scripture about Jesus, our Savior, being tempted in the wilderness. Now, let me help you get a better understanding of what this is all about then. Have you ever wanted to do something that you really knew in your heart was not something you should do? Let me give you an example. Have you ever thought about what it'd be like to cheat on a test, you know? And you shouldn't do that. But you're thinking, well, if I get a good grade, that's going to make me feel good. But hang on. Now, when you want to do something that you know you shouldn't do, that's called temptation. That's called temptation. And that really is the central theme that we're going to be dealing with today. But when you cheat on that test, you know, you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to get a good grade, I'm going to feel good, what could go wrong? And then you've cheated on the test, and lo and behold, your conscience starts to speak to you in your heart, and you know that you did wrong, and then you don't feel good anymore, do you? You feel bad. And as any teacher will tell you, you cheat on a test, you cheat yourself, because you didn't really learn the lesson you were supposed to learn. I'll tell you a little story. There is a plant, and I'm looking back here. I bet Ann may know what this is. I didn't Google it. I wanted to see a picture of this thing, Ann. It's called the sundew plant. The sundew. Now, I've never heard of this one. But the sundew plant, they say, is covered with like a honey type substance. And so what happens is a fly likes sweets. Don't we all like sweets, right? So the fly is flying over and sees the sundew plant with the honey glistening all over the surface. And the fly thinks, well, I'll just swoop down there and get me some honey. What could go wrong? And you know what happens with the sundew plant? The fly goes down and lands to take that honey, and it's stuck in this stuff. It's stuck. And then do you know what happens? The plant eats the fly. That's a true story. Well, that's kind of a rough story to hear. I mean, it is. It's a rough one. But it does bring home the lesson of life that in this journey, be careful. You want to do something you know you shouldn't do, but wow, you know what could happen? You could get in trouble. And look at Jesus. Jesus was tempted. Jesus had been in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights without food, and he was very hungry. The devil came and tempted him with all sorts of things, all sorts of wonderful things and power. And the devil said, if you'll worship me, I'm going to give you all these wonderful things, this wealth and the splendor of the world. You know what Jesus said? He said, get away from me, devil, because I will serve only God. You see, Jesus knew that what might appear to be wonderful, really, truly good things come only from God. And that's what Jesus wants us to do, to follow God and know the real goodness and to live the real life, the good life, by following Jesus. Let's have a prayer here. The beginning of Lent. It's a Lenten journey. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to give us strength in this journey ahead. Heavenly Father, we see that your Son, our Savior himself, was tempted. And yes, Lord, as we go through the journey of life, there are going to be those times we'll be tempted to do something we shouldn't do. And we do make mistakes, Lord, and you know that we make mistakes. You died for us before those mistakes to forgive us. But Lord, help us therefore, like Jesus, to turn to you, to follow you, and to find in Jesus walking with us in his Spirit the strength to say no to the bad things and to say yes to you, God, that we may know life and life to the fullest, life eternal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, you know what? Good things come from God, and you are in church. And guess what? In this church, you do get a suite, and it's a good thing. So we're going to give you your suckers. If you're a visitor, I want you to take two suckers. I want you to take two. Can anybody tell them why they're going to take two? Can you tell our visitors why they're supposed to take two suckers? Oh, wow. I am so impressed. Yes, indeed. You give one to yourself, and you give, whoops, I'm sorry, buddy, and you give one to someone else. There you go. Get the two you like, because one of them you're going to keep, and then get the one you would like for that other person to have. How about that? See, so you can bless them, and when you give it to them, we recommend that you go ahead and you tell them Jesus loves them. And that boy looks like a good one. I didn't even see that one. Well, they got all kinds in there, don't they? There's all kinds in there. Oh, they're looking good. All right, you had your eye on them already. Yes, son, yes, you did. Good for you. All righty. Oh, you just help yourself. Now get through. Oh, yeah. Boy, that's a... Man, even the wrapper's pretty on that one. You know, I need to pay attention to these suckers there. They're coming out with all kinds of wonderful flavors. All righty. Oh, look at that. You're already giving one away. Well, you know what? Here, but if you want to do it that way, that's... Isn't that great? You know, Diana, what a blessing to get to see this. All righty. Here you go. Okay. All right. And you all may return to your seats. And Katie's going to help me. Katie's going to help today. She's going to carry the microphone. What's the name of your little pony there? Butterscotch? Butterscotch, that's a good name. Good name. Now, for the sake of our visitors, we want to get you better acquainted here with the customs and the hospitality. That's what this is all about, Christian hospitality. For instance, we have visitors' cards in the pews in front of you. If you wish, take that visitor's card, take a moment, fill it out, put your telephone number on there. And then when the ushers come by to take up the morning offering, just toss the visitor's card in that plate. They never fail to get those visitor's cards to me. They do a wonderful job. So I'll give you a call and get you better acquainted with the church family. This portion of the service is known as the joys and concerns. If you have a joy, and I'll give you some examples, say it's a birthday announcement, a wedding anniversary announcement, perhaps a testimony of how the Lord is giving you strength. And you want to lift up that testimony, that joy. Lift it up. If there's a concern, we name some loved ones who are sick, for instance, today. Some even in hospice. You want to alert us to that, to lift up that concern, concerns or joys. Raise your hand. Keep your hand up, though, so that Butterscotch and Katie can see you. She's going to bring you the microphone. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up for her.
Is it on? Hello?
Oh.
On Tuesday, it is my grandfather's birthday.
Very good. Very good. Old golfing buddy. Yeah, old golfing buddy. Old dolphin, buddy. We're out on that course. Dick gets tickled because, man, you ought to see the treats I take out on the course. Although I've gotten better. I now take sliced apples and grapes. Any other... What was that, honey? Well, oh, she's clapping. She's, well, when you lose as many teeth as I have. Well, at any rate, other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Just raise your hands up. Keep it up so that Katie can see you. Joys or concerns? Right up here, Katie. We got one right up here in the choir. We got Lynn here.
I guess I'll embarrass him, but Dick has a good birthday buddy. Brett will be have a birthday on Tuesday, and he'll be 31.
26. 26. Son. So that means when I came here, hey, Brett, when I came here, we're like, any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Yes, Diana.
Our little Miss Kendi just turned 4 last Wednesday.
Oh, fantastic. Raise a cheer. So a birthday as well. Wonderful. Wonderful. Any other joys or concerns? Well, just here we go. Heather. Yes, dear.
I don't know if I'll make it through this, but I just want to thank everybody for their cards and their thoughts and their prayers. Thank you.
Heather, it is such a joy to have you. Raise the cheer for Heather. So good to have you. God love you, Heather. Prayers are with you. So proud of you. Well, can we raise a cheer for Katie and Butterscotch? They have done a wonderful job. Just great to be here. Great to be here. Wonderful day in the kingdom of God. Now, family of God, let's turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, as we begin the Lenten journey with this, the first Sunday in Lent, your word assures us that when we acknowledge our failings, and oh Lord, we are human, you know this, but your word assures that when we acknowledge our failings before you, you can forgive our sins, you can wipe away our shame. Humbly, therefore, we pray, forgive us, Lord. Have mercy upon us. For this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who has paid the price for our redemption. Deepen our faith as we lift up the prayer that our Savior has invited us to share with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Going to invite us to stand. This is a hymn that is suggested especially for this Sunday in the lectionary journey. 352, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Let's stand together.
Thank you. Please be seated. Man, I just got to say amen. When we finish a piece like that, how that speaks of the human condition and how our Lord and Savior knew fully the human condition. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And then the devil took him to the holy city, placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, and he said to him, "All these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." And then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. Keith, thank you. Linda, thank you. Did we have a great time last week for this genius? Thank you, choir. Keep Bob Wurtenberger in your prayers, huh, Annie? Keep Daddy in your prayers. And Bob, I told Linda, I said, Bob Wurtenberger probably summed it up best, Larry, for your beloved wife. He said, you know, Greg, when Keith challenges us, and of course, Professor Bowers, man, he's a wonderful, wonderful director. But when he challenges us, one of the great, great comforts we have is your beloved Larry. She is our safety net. What a wonderful gift that she just shares so graciously with us. This, the first Sunday of Lent. By the way, Betty, I want to give Thanksgiving here. I broke out one of your ties you gave me. Yeah, see this? See that? Purple for the beginning of Lent. I want to start with an old story. Brother Larry Dealy is going to get a kick out of this. I bet you, buddy, as you as a professional, you've heard these before. But there was a guy that was filing his income tax, his annual income tax, Larry. And after he'd sent off his payment, he couldn't sleep. And he couldn't sleep, and he couldn't sleep. So finally, one night, he gets up and he pens a letter. He says, Dear IRS, I have been deeply troubled, and I pray that you will forgive me. I cannot sleep. And therefore, I am submitting an additional $500 for my income tax return that I owe. Respectfully submitted, John Doe. P.S. If I still can't sleep, I'll mail in the rest. It's an old joke. Like I said, Larry, I'm sure has heard that. But it's an old joke, and yet how well, painfully, it does speak once again of the human condition. The glorious Christ, the Son of God. Paul says of him that the Savior emptied himself of his prior glory. And by the way, that is coming up in your cantata. Those almost like exact words. He emptied himself of his prior glory that he might serve us even to the death of Calvary to forgive us of our sins. And in this journey, having emptied himself, God coming incarnate through flesh, the Lord knows, therefore, our walk. The Lord has been in our shoes, so to speak. The Lord understands. And on that day that the Spirit led him into the wilderness, there he remained fasting. For 40 days and for 40 nights he fasted. And afterwards he was famished. Human. Famished. And the devil came to tempt him. The tempter said to him, if indeed you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But Jesus replied, it is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And then the devil took him to the holy city, and he placed him on the pinnacle of the temple. And there he said, throw yourself down. And this is the old devil. This is what the old devil says. Throw yourself down. And the devil says, for it is written, he shall command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will lift you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. And again, Jesus says, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And so finally, the devil took him to a very high mountain, and there he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, all these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, be away with you, devil, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, serve only. And the devil departed, and suddenly angels came and ministered unto Jesus. The Lord knows our walk. Incredibly, it is what we as the church have called the mystery of the incarnation, Diana, the mystery of the incarnation. How the God of all the cosmos
could become confined in a little baby like Jace Beckett today, like Jace. To come into the form of a baby, it is an unfathomable mystery. But it is a real, real comfort for us, an engaging comfort, to know that the Lord God knows our walk through Jesus. Cheryl alerted us yesterday, and thank you, Sister Cheryl. Thank you. Alerted us to Soupy and her plight with her mama. And Laura and I, it's one of the things we like about Laura's phone. She's got one of those smartphones, which obviously rules me out, Keith. I'm not enough to run the thing, but I always turn to her, and she made a little conference call with us for Sue out west, and we got to talking, and of course Sue acknowledged that, you know, Mama had been suffering a great deal, and we understand, don't we, church family? We do understand that sometimes death is actually a gracious relief, isn't it? A release so that loved one will no longer suffer. Right? And so that they go, Allison, so that they go to be with the Lord, no longer suffering. We love them, and therefore we don't want to let them go. But precisely because we love them, there again, we don't want them to continue suffering. And then after sharing about that, Sue and Laura and I talked about Jesus. I said, you know, Sue, it's amazing that Jesus in his earthly journey, he cried, didn't he, when his friend Lazarus died? And again, not because he weakened in his faith. No. But precisely because the mystery of the incarnation, he has walked our walk, and he knows how much this hurts. He knows, and therefore he was tempted, not because of anything that he had done, but he took on the temptation. He took on that battle with the devil. He won that day, and the devil would return to do the devil's worst. Calvary. But the worst that darkness could do could not snuff out the light of God in Jesus Christ our Savior. And it is that cross of Calvary, this cross. And by the way, Roger, thank you so much for this rough-hewn cross that you give us that we use each Lenten journey. Thank you, brother. This is what it's all about. This is the love of Jesus for us. This is the love of God for his children. And that love will always be with us in the journey. That love will always be with Jace Beckett as he journeys, mother and dad, as he catches that faith from you, from you and Nick. He will catch that faith. What is the old saying? The old adage is, it's not so much what is taught, but what is caught. Clearly, he will catch that faith that you have placed in Jesus, because you already know that the Lord who walked this earthly journey is now the glorified Christ who continues to walk with us to give us the strength in the times of trial, knowing that we are fully human, knowing that we make mistakes. The Lord nevertheless loves us. A successful businessman once traveled to India to spend a month working in one of Mother Teresa's shelters. Now, he longed to meet her, but at the time, Mother Teresa was traveling, and it wasn't until the very day before his departure that she had time to talk with him. When he was finally in her presence, much to his surprise, he burst into tears. All the times that he had been self-centered, busy, focused on his own gain, suddenly flashed before him, and he felt enormous sadness that he had missed so many opportunities in his life to give of himself, to give of his resources. And so he broke down and he wept. Without saying a word, Mother Teresa walked over to where he was seated, placed her hands on his shoulders, looked deeply in his eyes, and said simply, "Don't you know, child, don't you know that God knows you're doing the best that you can?" God does know. God does know our hearts, and God loves us with an everlasting love, and out of that extraordinary love, he has given us a gift. The legendary Spanish artist Pablo Picasso's paintings today will sell for millions on the art market. You'll find them only typically in museums. But that legendary artist, Picasso, was virtually unknown in 1906 when he painted his now famous portrait of the American author Gertrude Stein. Picasso gave her the painting. Now, sometime later, he recalled that incident with a smile. He admitted at that time in his career, the difference between a gift and a sale was piddling. Well, some years later, that same painting attracted the attention of multimillionaire art collector Dr. Albert Barnes. Dr. Barnes asked Miss Stein how much she paid Picasso for the painting. "Nothing," she replied. "He gave it to me." Dr. Barnes was incredulous that such a priceless work of art could have been a gift. During the season of Lent, during this meditation of the love of God for us, the price that He's paid, we are equally incredulous that God could give us as a gift this amazing grace by which we are forgiven, by which we are cleansed, by which we are saved. Praise be to Jesus Christ, our Lord. At this time, I'm going to have Dave Hummel to represent the church today. Nick and Christy, I believe you have Jace Beckett with you, and we're going to have you come forward. Now, by the way, I want to invite, if you've got any family members you want to have come up, stand here with you. Bring a hymn book, too, Nick. You'll want to be sure to bring you a hymn book. We are all going to turn, I think it's 39. I lost my bulletin. Is it 39? Yeah, 39. We will now turn to 39. I know this. I tell you, these children are so precious. Just so precious. And Christy, to think when I came here, you were that little. No, I exaggerate. Well, it is a privilege, Nick and Christy, Jace, it is a privilege. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. Here again, all this is God's gift offered to us without price.
I present Jace Beckett before the baptism.
Thank you, Brother Dave. And I'm going to invite you all just how about you all come right up here, Christy, you and Nick. Now make yourselves comfortable and watch that edge. There you go, Nick. We're going to ask you that's why we have you bring your hymn book up here, and I'll share with you too, Christy. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace. Promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. And now, will you nurture Jace Beckett in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess that faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? And now, congregation, as I said, this is a chance for us to remember our baptism, renew our commitment here on the first Sunday of Lent. How fitting. And so, children, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? We do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and suffer under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Now, Chase, watch this. You see this? Oh, you see that? Yes. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, O the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. And in the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John, anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Bless this gift of water and Jace Beckett, who receives it, to wash away his sin. Clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. And now, this is a privilege. I'm going to have you just to bring little Jace here and make him comfortable, make him, mother, just assure him he's going to be fine. He's going to be better than fine. He's going to be glorified. For Jace, baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, Brother Dave, I'm going to have you, and Nick, you too, we're going to have you all place your hand here upon Jace Beckett. Now, Jace Beckett, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm going to have you stand. I'm going to have you face the congregation. We're going to stand. Now it is our joy to welcome our new brother in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation. And made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are one in the Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. I'm going to have you stand because I got to share something with you. There again, I'm actually here in time today. I am not late, but you know what I have done. Vicki knows what I've done. I have forgotten your baptismal candle. I have forgotten it. Now, it is here. I know it is here. And so I'm going to present that to you following the worship. But I'll make sure you get that, because that is a great, great, great ritual that I want you to enjoy each year with Jace. Because each year, in fact, if you wish to take home a bulletin, go ahead and take home a bulletin. But what we want you to do, March the 9th, each year, light that candle, and mother and father, witness to him about Jesus and his love. Now, our witness continues here in our commitment. Members of the household of God, I commend Jace Beckett to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, perfect him in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now, Jace Beckett, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. And God's children, raise the chair. Raise the chair. a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. You betcha. You betcha. It's a privilege. Nick, God bless you. Brother Dave, God bless you. You may be seated. Now, certainly following the service, I'm going to have Nick and Christy bring Jace back here. You want to bring Kendi too? You go ahead. Any of the family members want to join us? I mean, this is a party. This is a great celebration day in the kingdom of God. So we're going to have a greeting line. And during that time, I'm going to look to my beloved wife who can maybe run down and get my candle that I forgot. Margaret already got it. Margaret, can I have that candle? Bless your sweetheart. Let's give a cheer to Margaret. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. Thank you. Forgive me for not as young as I used to be, I must confess. Although I think I've always been this rattled. But there you go. There you go, Christy. God bless you, Nick. Now, at this time, the ushers will assist us as we serve the Lord who has given everything for us. We serve Him through our morning tithes and our offerings. Let us pray together. Holy One of Israel, as we provide loaves of bread for those who hunger, may we be living bread as well, that our offerings may feed the spirit as well as the body. As we seek to bring justice to our world, may we embody faith in your righteous love, that the world may know the source of their hope. Amen. And now this
closing hymn. Boy, this is a good one too. 374, Standing on the Promises. Now may that love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit rest, abide with us all, now and forever. Amen.